hospital. If you call me back right away, this is my baby we're talking about.
Listen, you're a crazy weirdo.
But I can't listen to this crap before my coffee.
I will dispose of you.
I'm very busy.
Don't drink and drive. That's stupid.
Don't be calling me at night and leaving me messages either. Sick of it. You need to get your head out of your ass.
Out of my mind. Couldn't get signed. Gotta go streaking by the bay. Load up your guns. Shoot them for fun. Driving in jacked up Chevrolets. Furlong. Snorks bongs. And I never won a thong before. Yeah, right. But now it's time to kick some ass alive. Nervous breakdowns all over town. So ruthless. If you're a pro, give us a call. Step up the streets.
Good evening, good afternoon, good morning, good wherever you are. It's Sideshow Nate and Stan. Oh, and look at this.
We're having difficulties.
Right off the bat, we've got microphones flying all over the place. You've got it on the South of the Straits podcast, and yes, here we are. How are you doing there, Stan?
I'm okay.
You doing okay? You're all nice and nonchalant. Just, yeah, I'm doing.
See.
That's about it, huh? Okay.
I'm waiting for the animals.
You're waiting for animals. Okay. Well, we'll get to that in just a moment here. We've got a bunch of animal noises.
We're going to be talking about animals.
We have to determine. We are going to be doing one of the things that we're doing tonight. Does it sound like I'm in an echoey chamber type thing right there? I don't know.
Improved with the movement of
was
the
it?
Mic.
Okay. Maybe it was just my microphone.
Yeah.
Tonight on the show, what we've got coming up tonight, you know, we're gonna talk about, you know, the past week, the crap that's gone on locally and nationally and all that stuff. There are reasons that we should be happy that we live in northern Michigan, I think. Also, around 7:30, we are expecting a phone call from Jim and the guys over at the Droogs. The Droogs. Have you heard the Droogs lately, Stan? We've been listening to them quite a bit lately in the past couple days, haven't we?
See.
Yeah, see. We got the Droogs. If you haven't heard the Droogs yet, you got to listen to these guys, dude. A local punk rock band from Traverse City right here. Here is a little preview of some of the stuff that's going to be coming up here in just about 7:30. That's 7:30 is what time they're supposed to be calling, right, Stan?
See.
Droogs right there. We're going to be hearing from them at about 7:30. They just did a show, what was that, Friday night, was it? Was it Friday night? See. Is that the main word for tonight? Is it see?
No.
Is that all I'm going to get out of you tonight? See?
No, that wasn't the word for the show.
Oh, that's the word. What is the word for the show today?
I actually forgot.
Oh, okay.
It was said less than 30 minutes ago.
Yeah, it was like disillusional or something like that. But that was the Droogs right there. They just got done playing a gig at the gallery. How can I? I'm like feeling out your vibe right now, man. The Inside Out Gallery. That's where they just played the other day.
Yeah, there you
just
go.
All of a sudden forgetful, just like that.
Yes.
Multitasking and forgetful. Yeah, they played at the Inside Out Gallery with Costeller from Gaylord. Fleet, I believe it was, and also Stay Fast. Stay Fast was the other one that they were playing with. And we're going to be talking to them here in just a few. We're going to play some of their music. We're going to be playing their song Drowning Everyone. Nice, cheerful, happy song that you know, anybody can definitely relate with. And then they've got a gig that's going to be coming up here February 12th at Ground Zero and Streeters there, the Anti-Valentine yes. Show is what it's called. And that's also along with Becoming Human and 45 to 70. Oh we just got a message. We've got Jimmy on the air. He is listening in, I see. Costeller is from TC. Oh, thank you. Thank you for that. Give us a call. Anybody give us a call tonight also. We got a lot of stuff going on, and we're going to need people calling in just because there's investigation that we have going on. So we've got the Droogs. Droogs are coming up here at about 7:30. We're going to be hearing from them. And yeah, what else? Oh yeah.
We got to talk about the animals.
Yeah, we're getting to the animals, man.
The horses and the kitties.
We've also got tickets for the Droogs, so that's another reason that I'm really encouraging everybody to give us a call. We've got two tickets available for tonight for their show on the 12th, so give us a call at 231-944-9152 when we get to the animals, okay? We're going to be getting to the animals.
A variety of animals tonight.
Yes, a variety of animals. Also, we're going to be hearing, hopefully we'll be hearing from Tim Gray. He'll be talking about his movie Irreplayable, the irreparable, the Flint water crisis. And so hopefully we'll be talking to him. Well, you know, I mean, there's all that crap that's going on with Flint. They got the lead in the water, and nobody seems to want to step up and say, yeah, okay, I screwed up.
Yeah, who wants to claim responsibility for that?
Nobody
exactly.
gives, you know,
I don't want to.
You got an entire city that you've poisoned, you know? Yeah. I mean, that's a pretty big weight on your shoulders to just not even...
And they're saying that lead poisoning to children is irreversible.
Well, like, yeah, cancer causing.
Yeah. You know, they say, you know, older people, you know, there's still same chances, but not quite as likely.
Oh, they don't just say it. This is a proven fact. This is a, you know, I mean, this is a, you don't want lead. It's not good. You know what? Remember when we had the poop in the water? I pulled this up. You know, Traverse City had their not really a similar situation because it wasn't in the drinking water, but there is the splash pad that was downtown Traverse City.
Yeah, I heard it had poop water there.
Poop in the water. And I, when I was back in radio, I made this song, and it was about, poop in the Clinch Park splash pad, the poop in the water.
I'm sure some little boys would have been right at home.
It was horrible.
We all went down to Clinch Park on the Lake Michigan shoreline to cool off and have a good time. All got E. coli. Some crappers overflow valve backed up and turned the water brown. Something stinky in the air now. Had to shut the splash pad down. Poop in the water and feces in my eyes.
Yeah!
No water.
It's my number one hit in radio right there.
Poop in the water.
Poop in the water. Making light of a poopy situation.
Yeah.
We've also got, like I was saying, we've got... I didn't say this yet. Coming up in February here, we've got a big dance battle for The Cure that we're going to be doing. It's a fundraiser. That's going to be at the Lars Hockstedt Auditorium on February 20th, 6 to 9 p.m. Doors are going to be open at 5:30 p.m. And it's called the Dance Battle for the Cure. You got to look for it on Facebook. It's just like that. Just type in Dance Battle and then the number 4 and the Cure. And it's all about dancing, to try to dance for the cure against cancer. You know, it's all sponsored by the American Cancer Society. It's one of my charities that I really like to help out and donate as much as possible. And any type of goofy thing like this going on, I'd like to, Stan, I can't dance worth a crap. But we're going to get up there and we're going to dance for the cure. Make complete fools of ourselves, probably. A bunch of people that are going to be really good at doing what they're doing, you know, and then we're going to come up
there. They're going to throw fruit at rotten fruit and vegetables at us.